up too fast with my shit dildo. I masturbate with Orgel
just to get on Tim's show.
Just to get on Tim's show. Distorted view makes me want to say Jakku.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Timothy the James Henson back here with you to end the week with the big Friday program. I'm in a great mood. You know why? Because listen, every once in a while, a new U-tard comes around that really brings something new to the table. You know, I play a lot of idiots from YouTube, and many of them are very similar to one another. It's rare we get a truly unique fucktard performing on cam for us, and that's exactly what I have for you today. I'd like to introduce you to Eli. Eli is single, black, he has autism, he is extremely frightening to look at. As a matter of fact, I'll make him today's album artwork. Ta-da! So I've got a couple examples here of what Eli does. In many of his videos, you don't see him, you just hear him. This is one called Sound Effects Movie by Eli. And this is him just producing some fat beats. Showing off his sound effects skills. Now, what I'm really interested in this video is in the background, you can hear his mom getting progressively more and more angry.
I got complaints. What?
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 Eli sounds like a creep.
What?
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 Here is the mother, by the way. And then she said, keep it up! And he does keep it up. I'm going to fast forward here until the mom gets involved again.
Did I not tell you to stop?
Alright.
Eli, don't come to me
when it's time for you to go to bed. Now, I said I've had enough. Go take your meds.
No.
That's my favorite part, the end. Go take your med. No!
Did I tell you to stop? Now, I said I've had enough. Go take your meds.
No.
No. Ah, what a mutant-sounding freak he is. I'll play one more clip for you. This is another video. This one's entitled Mario is Coming to Town. Yeah, he's obsessed with Mario. Specifically, he has his own character, which is like the evil Mario Brothers or something. Anyways, take a listen. Oh, James Mario. Kidding me, right? He just posted these videos like a few days ago. Like, you know, there's one thing people are in the mood for in April, it's Christmas music. Okay, one more. Okay, I've got to play Joy to the World for you.
Joy to the world, I killed Mario. I killed Super Mario. I killed him with my finger. I shot an egg.
I don't know why I'm finding this so funny. I hope you are too. And not just annoyed.
Joy to the world. I am Lord James. I am Lord James Mario.
Oh, there's just so many. So many videos I want to play for you. Okay, one more. I promise this will be it. I have no idea. This is just called the evolution of the I Am James song. It probably has something to do with Mario.
Go. I am James. I am James. I am James, the evil ruler of the Pokélands. I am James. I am James. The evil ruler of the Mushroom Kingdom. Play it, brother. Stop. Go. I am James.
This is like mental retardation in musical form, right?
I am James. I am James. The evil ruler of the Pokémon.
Like, if I had to sing what I thought mental retardation was, this is pretty much how it would go.
Play it, brother. Stop.
Sorry. What the fuck am I listening to? All right, enough. Oh, no. Okay, sorry, freaks. Sometimes I lose it. I cracked. I've got to compose myself here. I'm the professional host of a very popular podcast. moving on. DV listener Patrick sent in an interesting music video. It's a very musical episode of DV here. This is from an artist called Lady. I've never heard of her. But she's got a song called Pussy Be Yankin', and I think we should all take a listen to it.
I can't even lie, but better when I'm drinking, right? Like a pro, throw the pussy like I'm famous. Pussy feels so good, feel like the rubber all fainted. You ain't gotta tell me, I know this pussy be yanking. This pussy be yanking. I know this pussy be yanking. This pussy be yanking. I know this pussy be
yanking. I've never heard that term, pussy be yanking, but I think it means like, you know, when your dick is in the pussy, that the pussy's gonna yank your cock, you know?
Yanking. This pussy.
Because it's so tight. grabs on and won't let go.
B-yank, I know this pussy be yanking. You ain't gotta tell me, I know this pussy be yanking. My pussy be yanking, got this nigga feeling hypnotized. Close your eyes, hold my thighs, nigga, enjoy this ride. I see that Madden rapper, nigga, that's the perfect size. And you can get it whenever, I ain't gotta fantasize. Look like you tired, I suggest you pop a pill or two. You gotta keep up when I make this thing do what it do.
Work your pussy just like Timmy Boo. Alright, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, I've got one more song for you. It's a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This was sent in by DV listener Jacob.
Hey, YouTube. I'm sure you've all heard about what happened to Japan. If you haven't, I'll tell you. There was an earthquake there, and it was so bad that it caused a tsunami, which caused a nuclear explosion. And I'm depressed. Just think about all those people who died all in just a couple of days.
Sweet, delicious death. I don't even have to warm those Japs up to eat them. They've already been nuked. They're like little Asian Hot Pockets. Or pizza rolls. Excuse me, pizza roars.
Which is why I made a song for them, to inspire people who watch video to help those who suffered. I call it Something More Than Nothing.
Oh, I know that song. Hit it.
Nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Well, now that does not seem appropriate for a Japanese tribute song. All right, let's take a listen to her song here.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Sit around at the dinner table with my family. My mom asks, how was your day today? My dad says, just fine. Now start to wonder.
I hate her. I can't. I don't want to listen to any more. Let me just fast forward a bit here. Maybe it gets better. Like those gay guys who are contemplating suicide.
I am dead.
Oh, it is getting better. That's the wrong song. Okay, let's try this. Okay, let's just fast forward to the 3-minute mark.
Have no heart, listen to these words, could have happened to you.
Not really, because here in Ohio, we do not get tsunamis. Also, I don't live next to a nuclear power plant, and Ohio is not really known for earthquakes either, so you're wrong on all accounts. It can't happen to me. It won't happen to me. I am invincible! I am woman! Hear me roar! What? Oh, whew. I don't know what happened to me there. Got carried away as usual. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. I'm sure most of you by now have done your taxes. If so, congratulations. I'm sure you're all waiting for your big fat refund check. If you've received yours, why not use some of that scratch and sign up for a Sideshow membership? For only $5 a month or $50 a year, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. As a matter of fact, yesterday we did an exclusive show. Tuesday we did an extended program. I have a video cast on deck for you, like a steaming pile of shit percolating in my anus. So yeah, sign up right now. Support the program. Help ensure that this stupidity continues for a long, long time. And don't forget, lifetime memberships are available as well. If you never want to have to deal with reoccurring charges, sign up for a lifetime membership for $200. And, you know, that'll take care of that issue. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, moviegoers flocked to see what was billed as the world's first 3D porn film as it opened to packed cinemas across Hong Kong on Thursday, with some screens selling out completely. Loosely based on a piece of classical Chinese erotic literature, the $3.2 million Cantonese language movie 3D Sex and Zen Extreme Ecstasy. I'm sorry, I meant to say
Extreme
Ecstasy. Features orgies, swinging, and some very graphic sex scenes. Curious moviegoers from all walks of life, office workers, retirees, and students form long queues outside cinemas in the southern Chinese city, eager to catch an eyeful of steamy 3D prawns. Many of the crowd were women and were not shy about watching the movie. I'm not normally much of a moviegoer, but when I heard there was going to be full-on 3D pussy, I couldn't stop myself. This one is just good, too good to miss, a 32-year-old woman said as she waited outside a cinema. I'd like to see what 3D porn is like on the big screen. Set in the Ming Dynasty? No fucking way.
The Ming Dynasty is here! Or the Wei Dynasty! The Ming Dynasty! Style! Ming Dynasty!
I think we're not giving Raymond 14 enough credit. You know what I mean? Let's just stop for a moment and think. What if, after all this time of making fun of the way Raymond 14 speaks and his seemingly incoherent babble, is it out of the realm of possibility that maybe he knows something we don't? You know, maybe his brain is so fucking advanced. He's laughing at us for being so stupid. Yes, of course the Ming Dynasty is going to be in the news. There's a whole 3D porno based around the Ming Dynasty. Ming Dynasty. Okay. All right, back to the story at hand here. Yeah, it takes place in the Ming Dynasty. The film chronicles the story of a young man who, after being introduced to the erotic world of an aristocrat, realizes his ex-wife is the love of his life. The film... boring. The film stars Japanese adult actress Yukiko Suh in Sayori Hara. The movie will open in Taiwan on Friday and has sparked strong interest in many Asian markets, including Japan. I don't think the Japanese market will embrace this film. There's not enough vomit or shit for the Japanese in South Korea, as well as Europe and the U.S. Travel operators were reportedly organizing movie-going excursions to Hong Kong. Wow, could you imagine planning a whole trip to Hong Kong just so you can see a titty flick? I'm sorry, titty frick. It's so easy, I know. What can I say? I'm not one to take the road rest traveled. So stupid. All right, the South China Morning Post film critic Paul Fonaroff was left rather underwhelmed by the romp, describing it in a review as overlong, one-dimensional, and short on real passion. You pretty much described every porno. Perhaps the most ironic element in the script is the moral that sincere love is more satisfying than wanton promiscuity, a concept which, if truly put into practice, would cause ticket sales to go flaccid. Flaccid. The movie is a remake of the 1991 film Sex and Zen, which is still the highest-grossing Hong Kong adult movie of all time. 3D Sex and Zen, Extreme Ecstasy, open ahead of reported plans by other filmmakers to produce similar 3D porn titles. Italian director Tinto Brass has announced he is to produce a 3D remake of his 1979 erotic film Caligula, while Hustler plans to release a pornographic spoof of 3D science fiction film Avatar, the top-grossing movie of all time. So there you go. Second story we have for you today is
extremely
short. Yes, a man in the UK was ordered by Plymouth magistrates to pay more than £100 compensation for pissing over a pile of chocolates. This all went down in a city supermarket. Gabrielle Aspranapapa yesterday pleaded guilty to causing criminal damage. The 24-year-old had been arrested by police on the evening of April 1st. Oh, it was just an April Fool's Day prank. Following an incident at the Tesco Extra store, Aspinall was ordered to pay £106 compensation to Tesco. He was conditionally discharged for 12 months. So there you go. Third story we have for you today. I don't know. We might do another one after this. That's why I didn't say final story. A couple have turned the other cheek to tradition by getting married in a naked wedding. Melanie Schachner, 26, and Renee Schachner, 31, had racked their brains to come up with something so memorable for their big day that they would never forget. The groom and not-so-blushing bride decided to strip off and get married in the nude in front of their family and friends. They walk down the aisle in a register office service in Feldrichen, Austria, before celebrating with a reception in a nearby castle. Melanie wore a traditional veil in white high heels. Her breasts were exposed, but a flesh-colored thong covered her nether regions. The groom, however, remained totally nude throughout the service, using only a top hat to cover his modesty when posing for wedding pictures. There's a picture of his ass. Not bad. Thankfully for the couple, the registrar managed to keep their embarrassment under control and make it through the reading of the vows. Melanie said, "We're not ashamed of our bodies, and we wanted to..." Well, let me see here. Yeah, she's all right. "And we wanted to do something different. It certainly saved on a wedding dress." In 2009, Australian couple Ellie Barton and Phil Hendicott conducted their nuptials in the nude. They won a radio competition which awarded them a free wedding as long as they both wore nothing at all. Their 250 wedding guests were allowed clothes, though, so there you go. And finally today, accused killer Christopher Jackson told police that he stuffed a T-shirt inside his grandmother's mouth and secured it with rubber bands to suffocate her. This is probably a distorted view listener participating in our mandatory euthanasia campaign, before getting high and eating six waffles. That's the interesting part of the story. You kill your grandmother, you know, you work up an appetite. In a series of bizarre and conflicting statements, Jackson first claimed Rosemary Little, 62, fell down a flight of stairs, mouth first onto some T-shirts? What? And then tried to convince cops she had her identity taken over by a 24-year-old woman. "I didn't call for help because nobody would believe me and they would think I'm responsible for Mom's death," Jackson told detectives. After Little's body was found wrapped in a blanket in a basement storage space in the Jamaica Queen's home. "Jamaican me angry, that's why I'm gonna kill you and eat waffles. Jamaican me angry and hungry." All right, Jackson, 26, was held without bail on charges of second-degree murder and tampering with evidence following an arraignment in Queen's Criminal Court on Wednesday. "This is a sad case in which a vibrant woman's life..." Well, really, what 62-year-old woman is considered vibrant? "...was allegedly taken far too soon by a..." Okay. Far too soon, really. "...by a young man who, in the process, ended up throwing away the rest of his own life," said Queen's District Attorney Richard Brown. Prosecutors say that around 8 a.m. Monday, Jackson got into a heated argument over his pot smoking with the church-going woman who'd raised him after his mother died while he was still a youngster. He stuffed the T-shirt into her mouth and held it shut with a rubber band used to keep kitchen cabinets closed. Her wrists were bound with duct tape he found in a closet. In an interview with detectives from the 103rd Precinct, Jackson said he ate the waffles at around 2 p.m. Monday, lunchtime, while smoking three marijuana joints. Later, he told cops Little fell down the stairs. He claimed he removed a blanket from her bed and wrapped her in it, but denied using duct tape. Finally, around 11 a.m. Tuesday, Jackson claimed he killed his grandmother because a younger woman had assumed her identity. Let's try that explanation on for size. "I did this to her because of the identities. I put a white T-shirt in her mouth to keep her quiet after she fell down the stairs. I got the scratches on my head when I was cleaning the house." Little worked as a legal secretary at a Manhattan law firm. When she failed to show up for work Monday, a coworker contacted her sister, Denise, with a Z, Brewer, who lived upstairs. Brewer discovered her sister's body in the basement. So there you go. What a happy news story to end with for your Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, me boom. The Puerto Rican fat man speaking.
Haven't heard from you lately, Puerto Rican
fat
man.
I love you.
Thank you.
And then me and boy Pussy Jones, we have a new hobby. We downloaded...
I forget exactly. Who is Boy Pussy Jones?
...app for the iPhone that takes pictures in a very stealthy manner. And we went to the beach, and we took a tons of pictures of girls in bikinis.
Little boy.
No, not little boy.
Sorry.
Remember what your parole officer said, Boy Pussy Jones? Anyways,
I'm... American Fat Man checking in, everybody.
Hey, Tim. It's a Jewish statue member from Florida. I'm going to stimulate you, man. My girlfriend...
You're going to
rabbit.
Stimulate me? What?
I'm going to stimulate you, man.
My
girlfriend's rabbit just died. And it took every ounce of strength I have to not make bunny crush sounds or to mention a bunny screaming just before it dies type thing. And her parents even brought up the fact that a bunny screams when it's really scared or whatever.
Yeah, screams loudly.
And you don't know how hard it was to hold that in. So I had to make some bunny crush sounds.
Yeah. Oh, that's not bad.
I can't do it with my mouth.
That's a pretty good impression. A little louder.
I need to get better at that. Anyways.
All right, well, thank you very much for the impression.
Jim, this is the white man from Alaska.
White man.
And the ear pole is a native game. It's a pain endurance test for frostbite.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The winner would be more likely to endure frostbite. And they have all sorts of fun games like that. So that's what that is.
Doesn't sound fun at all, as a matter of fact.
Do smell.
Oh, here comes another shit. That's a fluffy bowel movement. Some nice plops in there. I wouldn't classify that as a 7. I would say maybe it's a 5. 5 to 6.
Hey, Tim, it's me. I'm just calling in just to say how much more I love you and having loving the entire experience of Distorted View.
Oh,
because today, Saturday, the April the 2nd.
The Distorted View experience.
I was just listening to past recordings of your show, and I realized something. You make me smile even whenever I'm sobbing my eyes out a couple hours beforehand.
You
make me smile.
So much, you emo fag.
Time where I wanted to go kill my ex-girlfriend. You made me just forget about her.
Now, I don't condone that, but if you do act upon it, record it for me. It would make a great video cast.
And enjoy what it is to be a freak. Thanks for watching. Bye.
We've never featured real-life murder on a Sideshow exclusive program.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida.
I see.
I was outside mowing my lawn.
Is that your real name, or are you referring to sudden infant death syndrome?
Earlier, and I thought of you because
I respect you more if that were the case.
A killer suntan. Killer suntan.
Yeah.
Killer.
Yeah, someone just posted that again on my Facebook wall, that Lazy Boy animation from... there's audio of Distorted View. You know, I'm sure you guys know the story of the two girls who fell asleep on the train tracks, and then Lazy Boy created that great animation, and then the girls who were run over by the train saw the video. They don't like me so much. They threatened to sue me, but I haven't received anything in the mail yet.
I've
been able to limp her way to the fucking mailbox to put the letter in there.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Houston from New York. I am calling with actually no content at all.
Oh.
I just wanted to let you know that I do the cha-cha like a sissy girl.
All right. That's about on par with most of my voicemail messages.
Hello, Timothy James Henson. It's Lifetime Sideshow member Surly here.
Hi, Surly.
As you know,
princess.
Whenever you play anything repeatedly, I always have this obsessive urge to count it, because I'm an OCD person.
Okay.
So, mayonnaise.
Oh, okay, so she's referring to our April Fool's Day show, where I played the mayonnaise clip a gazillion times.
Okay. So, mayonnaise was said 55 times.
That's
have
it?
A great day. Cuckoo.
I thought it would that'd be like 500 times. 55, that's not painful at all.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Kenny here.
Hi, Kenny.
So I was at a concert that I had to perform
in. He calls in every single day now.
The college that I go to as a choir, I'm in it. And we were this professional concert with the our Philharmonic Orchestra.
Ooh, fancy.
And they had flown in a couple of professional singers from New York and such. And we were singing, some Rodgers and Hammerstein pieces. And I don't remember which song it was exactly, but there's a bit of dialogue in it. The man singing, we're not part of this song. And he stopped. He's supposed to be talking to, I don't know, his son, his brother or something. And he just goes, Oh, Bill.
Oh, Bill.
And it was all I could do to keep from busting out.
Fucking so. Broad getting nailed good by Bill.
It's Dominic. I met you tonight. You're so cute. Oh, my God. Ryan, I hope you remember me. You're so
it's
cute.
This chick calling
you're
in.
You set off right away.
She's trying every phone number now because she's not responding to her.
And I think it's so funny. And I really
must have got the wrong phone number.
I never felt that kind of chemistry before.
Yeah, I mean, you both like yo-yos, right?
We both have the same interest in yo-yos.
Right.
So you mean that's
funny? I work for eBay. E-B-A-Y. I like when she's spelling Jamba Juice, and she's like, J as in juice.
Hey, Timothy Laser Wolf Henson. This is Lamar. I just found a t-shirt on Roadkill T-Shirts that fits you perfectly. It's a Charlie Sheen t-shirt with, it says, what the hell is it?
Winning?
Tiger Blood and Donna's DNA.
Oh, yeah.
So we bought it, and you should be getting it from us in maybe a week.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I feel like the Charlie Sheen phenomenon has died down a bit. Like, it's, you know. But I will wear it.
Boyberry Boyness here. Mm-hmm. Late night driving on the highway, I-696, and I just wanted to tell you about the time I tore my phallus.
Be careful of those circadian rhythms.
I was trying to do some
about the circadian rhythm blues. I used to have to play that public service announcement when I did the old show in Texas.
The
whole
noise.
Song. It's for truckers, basically. Like, if you're feeling tired, you gotta pull over.
You could expect to ever hear. And it was like a tearing between my loins.
What?
And it was so painful.
You ripped open your ball sack? Wait a second. What is he talking about here?
A tearing between my loins. And it was so painful. To this day, when I come, one of the last spurts, you know, is very sore.
That's so strange.
Don't do any splits.
Oh, it's from the splits. So you did a very painful set of splits, and now every time you ejaculate, it's painful. You really see something. The last spurt of cum is painful for you.
Okay.
Thank you for that. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
What?
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody. Everybody, it's time to go. Let's go with the flow. It's for the show.